Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 20th of March, year 2020. Welcome to the Curry Beach Emergency Town Council meeting. Earlier today, your council has been working with Carolina Beach and the responsible individuals at the county offices to come up with at least a solution that would provide a degree of protection for our resources and our people. Therefore, we have received an emergency declaration from the county, signed by the county chairman of the board. The most compelling point of that declaration is Section 4, beaches. Access to beaches, including but not limited to wet and dry public trust strands, is prohibited, with noncompliance enforceable as a trespass and as otherwise authorized by General Statute 166A. This prohibition does not include boat launches or docks. Therefore, as a council, we have worked today to work with our staff, and we have come up with a Curry Beach declaration of emergency, which we will go through and take a vote on. Whereas on Tuesday, March 10th, Governor Cooper declared a state of emergency to ensure that North Carolina was prepared in responding to COVID-19 virus. And whereas on Friday, March 13th, President Trump declared a national state of emergency for the COVID-19 pandemic. And whereas, as a result of the above-described COVID-19 pandemic, we have determined that there is an imminent threat of, or existing conditions have caused or could cause, widespread or severe danger for the safety of the public, and the town of Curry Beach is taking preemptive measures to reduce the impacts of the virus. And whereas the town of Curry Beach is taking preemptive measures in light of the worldwide outbreak of COVID-19, and whereas as a result of the above described pandemic, town council has determined that there is an imminent threat of or existing conditions have caused or will cause widespread or severe dangers for the safety of the public, and that authorities will be unable to maintain public order or afford adequate protection for lives, and whereas declaring a state of emergency and imposing the restrictions and prohibitions ordered herein is necessary to maintain order and protect public health, safety, and welfare. Now, therefore, pursuant to the authority vested in me as the mayor of the town of Curry Beach, North Carolina, under Article 1A, Chapter 166A of the North Carolina General Statutes. Section 1. A state of emergency is hereby declared within the corporate jurisdiction of the town of Curry Beach. Section 2. The beach strand of Curry Beach is closed to the public, and all restroom facilities of the town will be closed. Residents and visitors are encouraged to follow the advice of public health officials with regard to social distancing and proper sanitation techniques. Section 3. Public parking areas at all beach accesses will be closed. Public parking in the downtown district will be limited to 30 minutes for pickup from local restaurants that are remaining open. Other public spaces on I Avenue, E Avenue, N Avenue, and Atlantic Avenue will be closed for parking. Section 4. The emergency area covered by the state of emergency shall be the town's entire corporate jurisdiction. Section 5. I hereby order all town of Curry Beach law enforcement officers and employees and all other emergency management personnel subject to our control to cooperate in the enforcement and implementation of the provisions of this declaration. All applicable local ordinances, state and federal laws, and the town of Curry Beach Emergency Operations Plan. Section 6. This declaration shall take effect at 6:30 p.m. on Friday, March 20th, 2020, and shall remain in effect until modified or rescinded. This, ladies and gentlemen, is consistent with the direction of the EOC direction from New Hanover County. Declared this 20th day, March, at 6:30 p.m. So, gentlemen of the council, I don't know if you have any questions associated with the declaration of emergency.
Well, Section 6 is highlighted in yellow because I'd like us to discuss that. I would like that we move that to tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to allow staff to take the actions that are required for this. We're not going to be able to barricade all the beach accesses tonight, and people that are out there, we're not going to run them off. So I would rather make it active tomorrow morning at some time. I'm open to the time, but I prefer some time.
What's a reasonable time to give Public Works to get it?
It's probably going to take them 4 or 5 hours to get all the beach accesses barricaded, but we can have the lifeguards out at 8 a.m. telling people to get there.
I'll go.
The first thing we'll do early is go any beach access that don't have cars in them, block them off so people don't get down there and block, and then we'll go to the rest of them. We'll probably end up working with the police if there's a car there to find the owner if possible, because we don't want to block them in. And then we'll block the beach accesses, the actual walkways. So I think 8 a.m. is fine. We're going to work into it, but unlike what happened with Rice One Carolina Beach, I don't think we want to go out there right now and try to get our limited staff to tell the people that are enjoying the last day of the beach, many of them that came from Rice One Carolina Beach, to leave. You know, so that's the only request.
So you would propose that we change the 6:30 today to 8 a.m.
Saturday
morning, the 21st.
Yes, sir. And then just secondly, I know all of the commissioners have been looking at all the emails we've got, and I know there's 91 people out there listening to this. The council took into account all of the email inputs. We've discussed some of them one-on-one because obviously we're just now meeting, but I know that I have faith my other commissioners have read them just like I have. The town is following the whip of Riceville Beach action and then Carolina Beach and then the county action. If you went out this afternoon late like I did and looked on the beach and then walked by the cars and looked at the car stickers, we were not prepared nor expecting the number of people we had on the beach today when the other beaches took their actions. We were not staffed appropriately for that. If there would have been a big problem, we would have had issues. We're fortunate as the day's wrapping down that nothing happened. That was my biggest concern all afternoon once we saw all the people. I know that the department heads stayed and worked extra time and called in extra people due to the number of people here. And this is what happens when areas around us take actions without coordination.
Just so the other point that I would make is this is the beginning. We will be continuing this meeting to determine if these actions are need enforcing or need to be added to at the direction of the county or at the direction of internal requirements. So this is a beginning, ladies and gentlemen, and it may not be exactly what some people had totally expected, but if things get to a point, there will be further actions.
Mr. Mayor, if I could, we need to encourage our people to follow the guidelines of the social distancing and everything we're reading. Everything the county and all the state and national people are providing us, we need to follow those guidelines. And we can't enforce that enough for people to realize how important that is. We got to encourage that. So please, that's one of the main things that we can do to help out in this situation. It might be a small thing, but we've got to do that.
Well, that's a good point, Alan. Very good point.
When we get this approved, how long before we get it up on our website and the email?
Yeah, a matter of fact, we will be putting the our declaration, once it's moved, seconded, and approved, along with the declaration of the county on a website, so you can read the prohibitions and restrictions in the county EOC, and have a better idea of some of the things that are driving this action. This action is consistent now across the county, across the beaches, each of the beach communities.
So to the question, how long before it would be up, Mandy or Beth?
After this meeting.
Right after this meeting, John. It won't take very long.
Now, question to staff. Any questions? I know we spoke earlier, Chief, with you and with Chief Kennedy.
No, I think we're good right now.
Okay.
See how it goes tomorrow, but we'll do the best we can.
Okay.
Keep you posted.
Okay. Now, we will not be using our normally uniformed officers on the beach. They will continue to follow their protocol, and they will continue to offer the best protection that Curry Beach can have for normal duties. On the beach, we will have lifeguards on gaiters, and they will be asking people to comply. Should we get to a condition where there is a problem, we can all be assured that our uniformed officers will be there quite rapidly. Arlen, anything from you?
That I can think of at this point.
Okay, Nikki. So we all the activities are closed now. The beach is closed. Andy, administration. Okay, town hall is only for regular personnel. All right. We still have. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion. We adopt the state of emergency and the applicable sections 1-6 as modified.
Okay.
So, I'll second.
May I comment real quick?
Certainly. Certainly, Joe.
I feel David was very polite in his comments about the lack of communication from the other beach communities. I just wanted to say that on record. But they forced our hand, and this is what we're dealing with at this point.
Cool.
That's all I have to say.
Okay. All right. So, any further discussion on this?
No, sir.
I have a motion and I have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous?
Aye.
We will go ahead and sign this. And effective tomorrow morning, we are in a state of emergency. The beaches are closed. Anything else?
No, sir. Make a motion we continue the meeting to Monday night at 5 p.m. Joe, is 5 p.m. okay with your work?
I'm home till mid-April. I'm fine, whatever.
Okay.
All right.
My motion is... Sure.
Who would that be?
This is Ed Tom. I live in Curry Beach and Miles on Dorf Street Restaurant.
Yes, sir.
I was curious, is there any talk of actually closing the bridge in Carolina Beach and Curry Beach?
Both councils, it was discussed at the Carolina Beach meeting, and if you want to listen to the town meeting that was recorded last night and is online, we discussed the authorities around that, and that the towns do not have that.
It is a future possibility. It is not executed at this point. We have the guidance from the EOC in support with the health services from the county, and that's where we are right now.
Okay, and then will there be provision since the both city halls are closed to get pass if you get on
that, if that does happen? So for Curry Beach, I can't speak for Carolina Beach, for Curry Beach, if you email with a proof of residency, you can get that mailed to you. That's what our staff has. You can purchase them online. Sorry, Mandy's correcting me.
You can, but there still has to be, you have to be able to submit proof.
You have to prove residency, and then you can order one online. So, yes, that's the provision we have right now. If you live in Curie Beach, you were mailed two in January.
With your water bill.
Did that answer your question, sir?
Okay. I believe it does. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I have a question.
Go ahead. State your...
Barbara from Happy...
And state your address,
Happy
please.
Beach.
I apologize. We talked over each other. State your name and address, please.
Barbara Carter. And I live off the island, but I have a business on the island.
In Curie Beach?
Yes. Happy to be job hunt.
Okay.
Okay.
So if that were to happen, would we be able to get a pass to keep the shop open?
Yes.
She got them as well.
Yeah, you got them as well, we believe. Did you not get your passes, ma'am?
Well, everything goes to the landlord. So, no, we personally did not get anything.
It's up to the landlord then to distribute.
Yeah, so it's up to the landlord to distribute. You need to work with your landlord and call Town Hall on Monday morning and discuss the issue with them, or email so we can look at it over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the intent is not to keep you off the island. You have a business here,
okay.
And you contribute to the island. So therefore,
I think we can work with them.
We'll work something out.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yep.
Hello, I have a question.
Go ahead. State your name and address.
I live in Curie Beach on Jay Avenue. My name is Ben, and I'm wondering if I could walk out of my private access to the beach.
You can walk to the end of your public access based on the New Hanover County order and sit there, but you're not supposed to be on the public or private or the public beach land, which is starting from the end of your beach access to the water. Yes, sir. I make a motion that we close or continue this meeting to Monday at 5 p.m.
I'll second.
Second. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. Stay safe.
Yes, thank you for joining us over the telephone, and we encourage you to continue that practice.